Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 129, Tuesday Talk, where I'll discuss Stranger Things Season 3, among several other things. First, I'll begin with a couple of voicemails. Then I'll give my 2 cents about the latest season of Stranger Things, a brief discussion of some of the Kickstarters I've backed, and an update on the rain, my wet basement, and the water heater. First up, John Large of the Red Dice Diaries gives his congratulations about my first year of podcasting.
Hey Larry, it's John from Red Dice Diaries here. Just wanted to echo the congratulations of other people on your 1 year of podcasting. I think it's a great achievement, dude. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to hearing many more episodes of you in future. Take care.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate that. I intend to keep going as long as I can, and I have been enjoying your podcast and hope you'll keep doing the same. Next up, Joe the Lawyer calls in with his congratulations.
Hey, Larry, Joe the Lawyer here, man. Hey, congratulations on the year. Keep them coming, buddy. They're awesome. I'm enjoying listening to the podcast. The year is a hell of an achievement, man. I think that's like the mark where you know you're going to keep on going. You know what I mean? You're just going to keep it going no matter what. Some people drop off earlier, but you're just rolling along, dude. Take care, man.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate that. I plan to keep going as long as I've got some relevant topics to discuss. Been struggling with that a bit lately, but hopefully that'll turn around. I catch your podcast as time allows. I'm way behind on podcasts, but I tend to binge and get mostly caught up with a single podcast when I mow my yard, so I may actually someday get caught up. I don't know. So, next up, the rest of the episode. So, Stranger Things Episode 3 is not as focused on D&D as the prior two episodes, but we do get to see the three core manuals of Advanced Dungeons & Dragons in a few shots. And, of course, you still see the red box of Mincer Basic. And in one scene, there's a rainstorm, and one of the kids has a Best of Dragon magazine, and I was really saddened to see that it was soaked, and I really hope that that was a reproduction and not a real copy. My thoughts are is things like that should be kept to be used and not destroyed, while destroying stuff like that only benefits the collector who wants to see the value of their collection go up. It doesn't do a whole lot for those of us that want to use such things. So that's the D&D slant on Stranger Things. Unlike several others, I've not gotten into the Stranger Things branded D&D box set they put out, which that's a cool marketing ploy for Wizards, but I'm not that big of a collector that I absolutely have to have that. The episode as a whole, I liked it. I binged the whole thing, I think, all in one day. And I thought they did it well. They had several different homage to various things from 1983, such as movies, advertisements, anything that you can think of that happened back in 1983. And for those of us that lived 1983, it was spot on the money. Lots of time at the mall. And I thought it was funny that small town Indiana had a bus that took you to the mall, yet the mall was close enough that some of them could ride their bikes to it. So I'm not sure how rooted the Duffer Brothers are in Indiana and small town America, but that was not quite realistic, but you can let it slide. It's, after all, a very fantastical TV show. There was lots of surprises, cliffhangers, multiple storylines going that they wrapped up fairly well. And of course, they left plenty of cliffhangers for things that are unresolved or that may potentially come up in a fourth season. I would expect that things did well enough in this season that there will be a fourth season. I imagine they're probably working on finalizing contracts for that so they can start planning things out. And they may even have it ready to go. I don't know. But I would not be surprised if there is at least a fourth season, and if they can have it as coherently delivered as season three was, they can expect a season five. So hopefully they can pull it together. A lot of people, and I think I include myself in that, think season three was better than season two. And hopefully you're not too upset by my spoilers about the D&D books and general things about 1983. I graduated from high school in 1983 and started my freshman year of college in 1983, so I well remember that year. Hard to believe it's been that long ago. 36 years since I graduated from high school. Time really flies. And the older you get, the less impressive a year seems to be. So that's my 2 cents on Stranger Things. If you've got Netflix, check it out. If you don't have Netflix, I'm not going to say that that's worth it to get Netflix just to watch that, but you might want to think about that. It's, what, 12 bucks a month or something like that, so you could get it for a month and watch that show. Not that I'm trying to promote Netflix or anything. Well, I've backed several Kickstarters. Way more than I probably should. I think overall, I've backed over 50 that have delivered, and I guess a dozen or so, well, more like 50, oh gosh, almost 20 that are still in process. And I was surprised today that The Great Kingdom, the second Kickstarter movie about D&D, had an update, and they hadn't had one for a couple of months, which, first, they're in litigation for years. The court is settled, and they wait a year before they update their backers, and then they are only updating about every 2 months. So supposedly they've got a rough cut. They use some fancy term for it. I'm not going to go looking up what they called it, but it's basically the rough order of what they want. That's obviously a lot longer than it needs to be, but it's the rough outline of a story, and they'll pare it down from there. So we might actually get a Great Kingdom movie at some point. I don't know anything about the other D&D documentary, since I didn't back it, if they're moving along or not. Then last week, City State of the Invincible Overlord, that Kickstarter, which is way overdue, actually had an update, and the next day had a response to all the backers saying, hey, can you at least show us what you're working on? And they gave a sample of what they're working on. That satisfied some people, but not everybody, so we'll see how that goes. The other really old Kickstarter that has run into trouble is the Memorial Tomb by Ernie Gygax and Benoit Poiré. They don't do updates on the Kickstarter page, which is against their terms of service. But if you follow them on Kickstarter, you can see that they're doing stuff. They've just gone way out of scope and have not done well getting that under control. Ernie's facing some health problems. A form of cancer. I forget which kind it is. It's one of the ones, if you catch it early and treat it aggressively, the odds are really good. So hopefully that doesn't derail the efforts here. So at some point we can expect something out of that, but what we're going to get, I don't know. The rest of the Kickstarters are from mid-2018 on and are having updates and so forth. Some of them are late by a month or more. Some are well within the limits of their delivery time and are not yet late. And of course, I had to go on back a new Kickstarter today. That was the Destination Fantastic by Satine Phoenix and Stefan Picorni of Dwarven Forge. And Satine's a really cool person, and she's got a lot of cool ideas. And now I know why she was too busy to help out with my inquiry about her maybe doing some of the art for my card game, is because this Destination Fantastic is huge and they're traveling all over the place. And wow. So I back that at a level where you get DVD and an enamel pin. I thought, what the heck? That's not a lot of money. You can get in for $20, $25. The $20 one has a limit, so that's one thing I don't like about Kickstarters, is that limited tier, at least at the bottom end of things. I can understand only having four top-tier $9,000 ones for people that get a producer credit. That, a limit makes sense. But at the bottom, it doesn't make sense to have this early bird backer thing, because the people that don't find out about it before they run out, for me, it always leaves a bad taste in my mouth. But I took advantage of the early bird tier, saved $5 or whatever it was. So if you're interested in what they're doing with Destination Fantastic, check it out. They've got stretch goals for many, many episodes. And if you back at a tier to get the first episode, you'll be in for all the tiers, as I understand it. So check that out. I'll have a link in the show notes. And I had a Kickstarter that finally arrived. The Stronghold in Streaming by Matt Colville and the MCDM Productions. It's a very sharp-looking book, but for those of us like me with older eyes, it's got that shiny paper, so in a certain light, it's hard to read. That's my quick 2 cents review of it, and I haven't gone through it in depth. But it was nice to take something off the list of things I'm waiting for. So hopefully there's nothing else I feel like I have to back as a Kickstarter. Oh, and the Fantasy Grounds Unity Kickstarter, we finally got the email where we could link our Fantasy Grounds existing license to the Kickstarter for Unity. So I backed to the level where I can participate in the beta. So when the alpha testers get things in better condition, then I guess those of us at the beta level will get that. And I got the book Frozen Hell for the Kickstarter. And it's basically the short story that inspired the original movie, The Thing, which, of course, is the remake by John Carpenter, The Thing. So, I have not yet had a chance to read that. With all of the rain and chaos of a wet basement and a dead water heater, I've been focused on other things. Finally, on Thursday morning, July 4th, the couple of the guys were nice enough to come put in a new water heater. They tried to get the old one to go, and it just wouldn't go. So I bit the bullet, and it was going to cost almost half as much as a new water heater to maybe fix the old one without a guarantee that that would be enough to fix it. So I just bit the bullet. So as I mentioned last week, I'm taking a hit and have to dip into some of the funds I set aside for my card game Kickstarter. So if you want to help out there, buy something from my drive-through RPG store. I'll have a link in the show notes. So I can tell you, after over a week without being able to take a hot shower, it was really nice about an hour later to finally get a hot shower after they had that thing installed. And I don't feel all gross and sticky from being hot and sweaty. And that's been nice. And you'd think that as hot as it's been, that a cold shower would be refreshing. But this is Michigan, and the ground is not that warm at that level. And the water is like ice. And so it's not much different than taking a cold shower in the middle of winter, because it chills you to the bone, and I'd much rather jump into a swimming pool of that temperature and just get moving around. When it's just splashing on you and so forth, it's just too much for me anyway. I guess I'm a wimp. Anyway, that's what's going on here at Follow Me and Die. I hope all of you are having an awesome day. I thank you very much for listening, and as always, game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF. Published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!